This is the second part on the torture murder of Satan. We know Satanists are the lowest form of garbage on the planet. They've been created to be eternal torture toys in hell. We know that Satan is simply a thought form, a cone of power generated by Satanist witch scum, Wiccan scum, dancing around in circles to produce a torsion field. They dump their life force into the torsion field to produce the thought form of Satan. We know that it's got a certain frequency. You can broadcast the anti-phase frequency of this using a couple of wires around a mountain or an Arnenerbe crystal tuned to other timelines or the future or the past where they've built one of these devices, and then broadcasting that frequency, you just shred and kill the Satan thought form. Simple torsion field technology. That's why the Rothschild Jew covered up torsion field technology, because as Satanist parasites, they simply can't have humans evolving science that endangers them. And my introduction to this occult warfare by the British came with Colin Bloy and the Fountain Group, where he was using all the energy of the New Age groups linked to all the power centers around the planet. These idiots were giving their life force to these power centers, which were all then linked to the fountain in Brighton. And Colin was then making cones of power by getting Fountain Group people to hold hands in a circle, push the energy around in an anti-clockwise direction to make a cone of power, which then could add to the life force of the satanic thought form called Satan, because remember, he was a devout Satanist. This thought form then could be projected, as it was during the attack by the Spanish Armada, to cause storms and get the Spanish to lose the sea battle. Same with the Battle of Trafalgar. Generate the Satan thought form, send it against the French. The French do everything in their power, controlled by the Satanist thought form, to lose the battle. And then afterwards, the gigantic amount of energy is released as a storm. Same thing happened after the English destroyed the Spanish Armada. Just simple torsion field technology. And of course, what you do is you have loads of witches. Gerald Gardner and the rest of the British filth have been getting all these wankers to donate their life force to Wiccan. As you see, the goddess is just simply Lilith, and the assassin, which Lilith is having sex with and rides on the back of the worm, that's Samael Satan. And of course, the worm burrows into the sexual energy, the kundalini of the female, hence into the male, and you've got your simple mechanism, life force drained by the Lilith thought form. Sexual energy produces life. This is then appropriated by the parasite having sex with Samael Satan. And of course, you then grow the baby, which of course from Lilith and Samael produces your Satan thought form. So this is the basis of Satanism. Very simple. Drain the life and sexual energy off the Wiccans, off the witches, Satanists. And of course, it is done via them projecting their life force into cones of power, or having deviant sex at their eyes wide shut secret sex parties, or by the Jimmy Savile BBC paedophile parties or by the royal family, cannibal, paedophile parties, which Diana talked about to David Icke via her psychic. So you can actually see it's very simple stuff. Now, having slaughtered Satan and downloaded its awareness into Amy Winehouse and the rest of the Jewish filth, Baroness Rothschild, who are now in the new Omega Hells, being tortured for my godhood, one can see that there's a giant amount of life force which has been released by the destruction of the cone of power, which used to be Satan. Remember, we produced this cone of power called Satan, sent it to the Soviet Union, which then got the Russians to dismantle the Soviet Union for us. So you can actually see that it has been the modus operandi of the West, the means by which they control their enemies, send it against the Russians, so we can attack Kosovo, send it against the Russians, so we can attack Iraq, send it against the Russians, so we can attack Afghanistan, send it against the Russians, so we can attack Libya, send it against the Russians, so we can attack Syria, except I've decided to appropriate and kill the satanic thought form, so all that life force has now gone into me and into the people who bought the anti-fallen angel service, the anti-Lucifer service, and the anti-Antichrist service. You can actually see those services which weren't powered properly are now fully powered after the slaughter of Satan. And you can actually see how easy it is just broadcasting via a couple of wires around a mountain the anti-phase frequency of Satan thought form. And you can actually see why they've been trying to promulgate Satanism, Wiccan, witchcraft, and the rest of this New Age crap, simply so that the vermin donate their life force and sexual energy to the cone of power, which they call Satan. So you can actually see now that a couple of wires around the mountain, tuning it to different frequencies, can destroy any torsion field. If it's a physical torsion field, you use the wires around the mountain. If it's a biophysical torsion field, you use the volume of the mountain and incorporate the psychic quartz crystals into the equation, as I explained on the torture murder of Satan. Now, this technology is very old. It came from the Syrians, who, of course, are interdimensional parasites that broadcast themselves into the body of Egyptian high priests. And, of course, they had to have a thought form generator, because remember, the Satan thought form wasn't built on the planet Earth, so they had to broadcast it. So they got their Egyptian high priests to build the Sphinx, which of course was the first thought form generator of the Satan thought form. And as you know, you can then manipulate any sort of torsion field generator. The Sphinx, of course, was generating the initial invasion force of the biophysical entities from Sirius. Remember that the volume of any object is an eye space. This opens a doorway to the interdimensional worlds and allows them to take possession of physical bodies, simple walking technology. The next one is then to make sure that Egypt could then conquer its enemies. This is simply done by building a second thought form generator. And if you look at your Argand diagram, you go from I, which of course is allowing the walk-ins to enter into the body of human high priests, and the Pharaoh, to minus one, which of course is generating the negative torsion fields to affect reality in a negative way to destroy the torsion fields, physical torsion fields of your enemy. This of course is the technology used to destroy the Nimitz, the F-22, all the space planes of the Americans, their complete computer infrastructure, so they have no power, gas, electricity, no food in the shops, etc., etc. So you see why they built the second, or the first of, the pyramids, which was the second psychotronic Satan torsion field generator. Because remember, you don't need to wrap a couple of wires around a mountain if you're doing it from iSpace, when you've got an iSpace generator not a couple of wires wrapped around a mountain, but you've built one of these psychotronic generator, torsion field generators, not in the physical world, but actually in one of these other dimensions. And of course, you then, to get physical effects, you need to build physical psychotronic generator torsion field artifacts on a huge scale in order to make this manifest. So, first of all, the Sphinx, to allow these Syrian pieces of shit to step out from the dark energy dimensions, and the first of the pyramids to then convert this iSpace generator to negative anti-phase physical effects, a second pyramid to give you the minus I on the Argand diagram, which of course allows you to destroy the biophysical bodies of the entire population and allow all the Assyrian parasite drones to flood into the Egyptian population. And then the third pyramid, which then takes you up to the top of the Argand diagram to give you the one, the real space torsion fields, so you can then suck energy out of your drones and pump up torsion fields, which you've actually created in these dark energy dimensions to make them manifest. So you can actually see the Egyptians were the source of the infestation, were the source of the invasion. And now I'm torturing the Egyptians, putting the thought form of death and destruction into Egypt in order to basically attack the Inceptor technology of the Syrian dark energy matter vermin, who of course brought the Satan thought form into being. Because remember, all Kabbalah, the Samael Lilith stuff, all comes from the Egyptian and is all based on Egyptian technology. So the Jews have just appropriated Egyptian technology, and the Syrian parasites just jumped into the Jews and have, after the fall of Egypt, continued the spread of this technology by spreading it from Egypt to the Jews, the diaspora, which then spreads the parasite around the planet. And then the building of Freemasonic monuments that duplicate the Sphinx and the Three Pyramids in order to bring into being the dark energy matter invasion by the Syrians. So you can actually see Freemasons are the enemies of man. They have allowed the alien parasite to take over the human race, and the Wiccans, Satanists, witches, have been supplying the life force energy to the parasites that have actually built the Satan thought form. So you can actually see they're a hive mind, and that like termites, they build a Satan thought form which they inhabit, which is the same as the termite's mound. And this, of course, is then taking over the seven Sephiroth of manifestation. And of course, the seven is vital to these parasites because they start manipulating torsion fields using complex numbers. And all this stuff actually is just a science of manipulating torsion fields to sequester, for example, the minds of your enemies, the Russians, so they dissolve the USSR, so they allow the vivisection of Serbia, the installation of the Kosovan Muslim shit, the installation of the American takeover of Iraq, Afghanistan, of Libya, and now that I have vivisected Satan, suddenly the Russians wake up from the Satan thought form, liberated from the total mind control and slavery to the occult power of the Rothschild Satanist West, and now having all this energy which was in the body of Satan, there's now an immense amount of energy, because remember, torsion fields never die, and all the life force that was donated by all the Satanists, all the Egyptians, all the Jews, never goes away. It's actually just been downloaded into Tim Riefat to make the God body, and then, of course, into the Anti-Fallen Angel Service, the Anti-Lucifer Service, and the Antichrist service, which are now powered by all the life force of the Satanists. Now, if you want to make your own cones of power to take over from the Wiccans, witches, Satanists, Jews, who've all been downloaded into Omega Hells, their souls shredded, their awareness downloaded into Amy Winehouse, Baroness Rothschild, the torture beast in Omega Hells, where I've woken up the awareness of Satan so it can be torture raped by Amalek, the female god that is evil doing evil unto evil, basically the archetype of dominatrices, the new life force can be used for new cones of power. How do you do this? Well, you simply get pictures of Satanists, be they the Rothschilds or the Rothschilds or the BBC paedophilites or the Cameron Israeli Zionites or the EU Satanist paedophilites, stick them on the floor. You can get them from newspapers. They love having their pictures emblazoned on the tabloids or in magazines, or the pictures of the royal family, paedophile cannibalites, Wills and his sow, Rothschild bitch and the piglet, the gormless George, or the Queen. You just simply chuck them on the floor, have them, their pictures upside down so that you're in the north and they're upside down to you, so they're actually hung upside down, and then you just make a cone of power if you've got any of the services that feed on Satanists. You make, instead of an anti-clockwise, remember all the Satanists have to make an anti-clockwise cone of power because they, of course, are feeding Satan. And Satan, of course, is anti-clockwise because the Syrian parasite is an anti-clockwise circular force parasitical entity. You, instead of that, do clockwise rotations to inset the 60 clockwise rotations, which of course take over the 60 Sephiroth of the six Sephirothic tree of Zion. This of course then produces the outer phase, the minus one torsion field frequency, which kills off all of Zion and means that the entire West lies in ruins after Viechar, after Cobalt 60, after the torsion field. Weapon systems decimate every computer on the planet, so there's no utilities. After the race wars which ensue, etc., etc. They also produce the minus I soul-shredding frequencies from the cone of power. How is this done? Well, you simply lay a vampire crystal on the pictures of the bitches who are on your altar to the anti-Satan, the anti-Lucifer service, the anti-Antichrist service, the anti-fallen angel service. The crystal then acts as an eye space to give you the eye in order to get into the frequencies possess and shred souls. And of course, since we're taking over the Satanist frequencies, you need four psi crystals, four vampire crystals, four orbs, whatever, in order to generate the I for possessing, the minus one for destroying cruise missiles, F-22s, utilities, shredding DNA, jamming any physical torsion field, the minus I for killing any soul in the body, or slaughtering the torsion field of, for example, any biophysical overlay, killing the biophysical body in inanimate objects. And then you've got the final one, which is the top of the Argand diagram, the real world numbers one, which of course are for manifesting within the clockwise cone of power anything you want. So now if you've got these three services, you've got the energy which has been given into the cone of power, which they call Satan, which has now been torture murdered by Tim Riefat. And using this technology, you can use one crystal to possess, overlay an energy body, possess it to do what you want. You can use two crystals to start taking out real world things like F-22s or Trafalgar class submarines or Ohio class submarines, sink them. The more energy you get to build your cone of power, the more effect you'll get. If you've got the Arnanerba service, you can then link the crystal up to a Jew killer in other timelines or the future to pump energy into that. If you've got three crystals, you have the minus I, which of course is killing the biophysical body of anything or any inanimate object. So you can actually kill the biophysical entity in a Rothschild or the royal family, one of these Syrian pieces of vermin. And if you've got four crystals, you go back to the top, which is real world effect. So you can then put in, instead of the torture victims on the bottom for your cone of power, you can then fill it out with new pictures, which are your mansion, your Ferrari, your trophy toy boy, your trophy toy girl, your gold bullion, whatever you wish to manifest, and the cone of power will then, of course, produce this in the real world. So you can actually see how the Rothschilds have been working. This is their core technology. And, of course, now having torture murdered Satan, all this life force has flown into the slaughterer of Satan, which is me. And of course, now you can take part in the feasting by producing these anti-cones of power, which kill witches, kill Satanists, kill Wiccans, simply by having the 60 clockwise circles to form a torsion field cone of power, which you can then fill out with the life force of Satanists, because remember, all the Satanists on the planet are bleeding out because, of course, they're all aspects of Satan. I torture murdered Satan, stuck it in hell as Amy Winehouse, Baroness Rothschild, and the rest of the filthy Jews. And, of course, they're now all bleeding out, so Miley Cyrus and all the Hollywood Satanists, you can then suck them dry. And, of course, vampire technology is the best thing to suck them dry with, the psychotronic generator technology to suck them dry with. And you can see now what you do with life force. You fill out your 60 circles, which makes a cone of power. This is the new anti-Lucifer, the new anti-devil, the new anti-Mistopheles, the new anti-Satan, which, of course, torture murders Satanists, torture murders their infrastructure, the West, or their Freemasonic monuments, and, of course, feeds you with whatever you wish to manifest using their own technology now against them. So you can actually see, thanks to the Satanists, the new anti-Luciferians, the new Psymasters, the new vampires, have complete control over this Illuminati technology. They slaughtered the Moriah Winds, stuck it in hell for their beatification, slaughtered the Olympians, and as you can see, the eye on top of the pyramid is actually describing this. You've got the four sides to the pyramid, the Sphinx and the three pyramids, which stand for the Oragan diagram. You've got the matrixization of humans via computers and this technology, which, of course, is the base of the pyramid. Remember, according to Van de Hooft, the Dutch physicist, matrix physics is described by two dimensions. And, of course, controlling the light, the fifth dimension, controlling the life force, the eye in the pyramid, which now has become the new eye in the pyramid, that of Tim Riefat, who, of course, has decided if you can't beat them, join them, then slaughter them from the inside, as I did with Colin Bloy and MI6 and the occult warfare of the West, and then take it over, and then, of course, make it your own. So no anti-clockwise circles, because, of course, then you'll get shredded by Tim Riefat's technology. 60 clockwise circles making the anti-Lucifer thought form, which now roams the planet, controls everything, and, of course, feeds on evil, evil doing evil unto evil, manifesting the total destruction of the West, the total destruction of the Zionists, the witches, the Wiccan vermin, the New Age vermin, and all the other dupes who've been feeding the Satan thought form, and now are consigned to eternal torture, so that the few of us who've got the anti-Lucifer technology, who are vampires, who are Psymasters, can take over. So remember, the vampires are avatars of Amalek. She's your archetypal dominatrix. The Psymasters are archetypes of Lucifer, the male principle that takes over the fifth dimension, light. And, of course, the new god is Tim Riefat, who's taken all the energy and life force from Satan and become, as I say, the cosmic assassin, the slaughterer of Satan with all the life force downloaded into him. So you can actually see why the British haven't dared kill me, because, of course, killing me makes no difference. I just jump into more bodies, and they don't know where I am. So you can actually see the British are screwed, and now it's time for the Luciferians World War III, except this time with the slaughter of the Satanists, the Jews, the Wiccans, the New Age people, the West, and after the dust settles, the inception of the new vampire technology, the new Psymaster anti-Luciferian technology, and the new Cosmic Assassin in control of reality via the new anti-Lucifer Cone of Power, which now has been generated from the vivisected, torture-murdered body of Satan. Thank you.